ABC Radio Australia.
We stay in Papua New Guinea and we go to the autonomous region of Bougainville, where vote counting has been underway for the past week. Counting was initially scheduled to end today with the return of writs, but over the weekend, Bougainville's electoral commissioner announced an extension to the ballot count. That extension means voters will now have to wait a further 2 weeks to hear who will represent them. Joining me this morning for the latest news from Bougainville is Aloysius Laukai from Bougainville's New Dawn FM. Good morning, Aloysius.
Morning, Peter.
Aloysius, can you tell us why the Electoral Commissioner is delaying the return of writs?
The extension was made because the counting hasn't finished yet, and they anticipate to finish by Wednesday this week.
Did he explain why there's been a delay in counting and why there needs to be an extension for the return of writs?
Yeah, he said because it was getting, you know, late for the counting to be completed, so it gave the extension so that they can complete the counting by this week. And they've extended to the 6th of October to return the reach.
Now, Aloysius, you, as the head of Bougainville's New Dawn FM, you've been covering the counting process that's been going on over the past week. How has that been, from what you observed, how has it been going?
It's been going peacefully, no problem throughout. We've been covering from, and we are still covering. We have reporters in the counting centers in Green in South Bougainville and Arawa, Central Bougainville, and in Buka, where we are covering the presidential seat. The counting is very, very quiet, and people are just peacefully waiting for the result to be made. And we are bringing the result set to the doorstep.
It's good to hear that everything is going along peacefully. What's the latest in terms of the vote count? Is there anything you can share with us this morning?
So far, out of 45 seats, including the president's seat, 27 seats have been declared, 12 in South Bougainville, 8 in North, and in Central, 7 seats have been declared.
Now, there's a lot of attention on the presidential vote. Is there much information coming out about what's happening with the presidential vote?
Yeah. Everything is transparent. Everybody's there. We've got monitors. We've got reporters. And we are covering it 24/7. And the result is, you know, a big difference in the margin. The current sitting member, the current president, is leading by, this morning he was on 70,000, and those who are coming second are on 10 and 20,000 only.
That's an interesting one to see and to hear that Ismail Tarama, the sitting president, has quite a large lead in terms of the president's vote count. When do we expect that part of the election, the president's vote count, to be completed by?
The primary count should be completed by today. And a total of, according to the electoral commissioner, about 238,000 voted. So the primary count should be around that.
Well, that's good to hear, and we'll certainly keep an ear out. Look, I'm interested to know what the public been saying about the vote counting and the election itself?
The public have been quiet, and they're just monitoring what's happening. And they want the election count to be completed so that the next government can be formed. Mm. So because it's been extended to the 6th, so it's about 1 week after 6th, the official inauguration of the 5th House of Parliament.
Now, Aloysius, you mentioned there about the next government. Why is this election so important in terms of the future of Bougainville and its path towards independence?
You know, the referendum in 2019, people voted 97.7%. And it really excited the people to want the island to succeed from PNG. That's why people are motivated to make sure that all of them vote to get in the leaders they want to continue dialogue with the national government of Papua New Guinea.
Aloysius, thank you very much for keeping us across all the latest out of Bougainville's election vote count.
No problem. Thanks for nice to talk to you.